Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we are live. And tonight, we have a very special show for you, a really good one. We will be speaking with the good general, Paul E. Vallely, live, right after this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, folks. That's DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. You want to head on over to his site and get his CD now. And, of course, Survivors. $1.99. You can find it. It's on the website. You got to dig around. The song is called Survivors. It's $1.99. All the proceeds go to the survivors of those lost in the line of duty. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. Of course, you heard LibertyRush.com. That's good stuff. And our friend Paul over at PatriotShit.com. Head on over there and get some Patriot Shit. Hey, what do you know? Guest this evening, the very distinguished retired U.S. Army Major General, a senior military analyst at Fox News, wrote a book with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, United States Air Force. Endgame, it's the blueprint for victory in the war on terror, and of course, many other great things in a storied career. And we are very proud to have on our show tonight, retired general, major general from the United States Army, General Paul E. Vallely. How's that? Pretty good, sir?
That's pretty close, Mark. Pretty close.
Not much of a singer.
Well, I guess you didn't sing in a choir or a glee club like I did. See, it's Vallely, so there you go.
Okay, Vallely, there you go. And I just covered that in the green room 2 minutes ago. I still bombed.
Oh, well.
So I want to thank you so much for your service to our great nation and some of the great things you've accomplished in your great career. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And so you started your military career a pretty long time ago. What inspired you to sign up for the military in the first place?
Well, I was in high school, and about junior year, I decided I better get my act together. So I was working on a basketball scholarship with a couple universities, and I put in for the academies. And so I received a nomination to West Point in 1957, went into West Point, graduated in 1961 with a Bachelor of Science degree in engineering and in the infantry branch, and then went on to serve a tour at the height of the Cold War in Germany. And then in 1965, I went to Vietnam, came back, went to Vietnam, and then my last 20 years was in special operations. And my last position in the Army was Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army Pacific. And then 8 years with Fox News, and now I still do events, talks, radio, TV now, as well. So I'm keeping very busy at 80 years old.
God bless you, sir. It's pretty amazing. You've had a one heck of a career. And there's a lot of things going on. And you had sent me an article, I suppose, to read before the show. So I read through it, and it's quite an interesting article. And some of the things led me to believe that maybe somehow it's tied to the current mess that we're in politically with the president and the impeachment and all this kind of crazy stuff, because it seems to be some of the same people involved in the Wayne Simmons case that are involved in the takedown or the attempted takedown of President Donald Trump. Is there some sort of connection with the Wayne Simmons case and what's happening with the president, being that it's some of the same people?
Yeah, it's all part of the deep state activities. And I'll be happy to provide people on the Wayne Simmons story, the article we just came out with. So that will be available. It's also available on our website, standupamericaus.org. But if you track back and you look at the events, I would say starting about 2016. And in that year, I gave President Trump the American First theme. I sent him two themes during his run for election: Past to Glory from the Revolutionary War days, and America First. And he selected America First from our Stand Up America Association. But if you track everything back to what has happened, even Benghazi, when I formed with Admiral Lyons a Citizens Commission on Benghazi, that was all tracked back to Hillary Clinton and Obama on the stand down to rescue our four Americans that died there, plus the others that were Benghazi at the consulate and the auxiliary place not too far from there. You can track all these people together with a strategy to change America, to defeat Donald Trump. And here you have today everything that's coming out.
Some people maybe think of joking around or whatever when they say Trump derangement syndrome, but I don't think it's a joke. I believe it might be real.
Well, they're deranged. let's put the shoe on where it fits. They're all deranged over there. But I think intervention brought us Donald Trump. There was a way that we had to change America from where Obama took us, where Clinton took us, where George Bush took us. And we ought to be just very thankful that we had Donald Trump today as a leader.
Well, I have to say amen to that, because he's really stepping on their toes and disrupting their whole plan of it seems like they're trying to push for like the United Nations to run everything. I don't know if I'm into that.
Well, the United Nations really doesn't accomplish very much. They do in the health area, but other than that, I have given President Trump a couple ideas on that. Number one, let's move the United Nations to Athens, Greece, the beginning of the nation states. They could use it in their economy.
Right.
The hotels would do good. Or move it to, how about Nairobi, Africa?
Yeah,
let's
right.
get it out of the United States, because we don't need it anywhere. 80% of the countries there that we give aid to, they all vote against us.
All right.
And anyhow, Trump is disrupting. He really is the world leader now. All these world leaders are stepping back or looking up to him because of the success that we've had in the United States economically for the last 3 years. And when we see some of these people like Macron, we see Trudeau in Canada, but the positive impact he's had on Brexit and what's happening in England. So our president is a world president. He really is. It's terrific. I love it, because it's good. It's not bad. It's all good stuff.
I wonder what becomes of the European Union with the exit of Britain, of England leaving it. I think it's monumental, actually. I think it's pretty intense and quite interesting development in this day and age. It seems that conservatism is spreading, and that message of we the people first before all this other garbage. I kind of like the America First message. I always did. I thought it was excellent.
Well, no, I agree, and I think you see the same thing happening in England. How about England first? If you put yourself first and help your people, then you can help others. And what the European Union and the globalists want is to take away the international country, individual countries' sovereignty. But these countries need to stand up for themselves. It's like Germany's destroyed itself under Angela Merkel. But, you know, it's a great move. And the European Union is, I would say, evaporating. It is weakening. And just like NATO, all those things that involve these European countries, they just don't have any strong leadership. Other than we can say England now with Boris Johnson, he's really taking the reins, and he's learned from Trump. He's learned from Trump and Nigel Farage, who's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, it's really astonishing too. You got a guy who's been under 24 hours, 7 day a week, 365 days a year attack. Since the day he was inaugurated, they started talking about impeaching him. He's been investigated by the highest echelons of our intelligence community. Came out squeaky clean. And the top brass is investigating him, and he still came out squeaky clean. And under all of this scrutiny, the things he's getting done is absolutely amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's going on is really treasonous. Sedition at the highest level, bribery, corruption. And a lot of this has emanated from the Obama plants into the deep state and the Clinton network. And this is all being verified, how they infiltrated, influenced the FBI, the CIA, even the Department of Defense. And so now if Attorney General Barr and Durham start coming out now that the impeachment's going to be over on Wednesday.
Yeah, wait for the Durham report.
Then the shoe's going to drop big time. But people have to go to jail.
And how many times did they go over to, like, Italy and stuff, that digging really deep and really finding all the tentacles of the corruption? I think it's pretty amazing, you know, that we're actually witnessing this. I really, as an American citizen, as someone who loves his country and understands the value of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice that we could be free, that we have to maintain that and not let those who gave the ultimate sacrifice be in vain. You know, and these people, they just want to throw away the Constitution. It's really insane, some of the things that I'm hearing.
Walk over the Constitution. Walk over our flag. But you know what we have to do, Mark? We've got to make sure we get to the younger people and the millennials. They really have to know the truth and what is right and what is good. And they can't pay along with the socialist communists we have in Congress, some of those running for president, like Bernie Sanders. And we've got to enlighten our younger generation. We've got to do that also through the education system, which for the most part right now, all up from grade school through high school and college, very liberal, very left-wing teaching from these teachers and professors. We've got to turn that around. That's extremely important.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, too, knowing that the schools aren't teaching things properly, it's not a bad thing to get constitutions and leave one in every room in the house, leave one in the bathroom, you know, and have things around. Like my son, we watched Liberty Kids. It's 40 cartoons that teach all about the revolution and everything before it and everything after it. It's 40 videos, and it's really amazing. I told him, I said, when you're done watching that, son, you're going to know more about the founding of our nation than I do, so keep watching. And he's loving it, so that's good. It's up to us to teach these people liberty, because the school ain't going to teach it.
Well, they're not, that's for sure. And so that's a major challenge in our future. You know, my daughter's a teacher, a brilliant young lady. bachelor's degree, a master's degree. But she said, you know, even when I was going through all of these schools, they basically cut out history. And so they don't teach a lot of history anymore. We've got to put that back into the curriculum and be proud of our history.
Maybe some civics, but definitely teaching history the way it was written. I seen that a couple of years ago, a post came across that a school, I guess, up in maybe Massachusetts, which is crazy to me, thinking that some of these things are coming out of Massachusetts, is teaching that the Boston Tea Party were terrorists. Like, really?
Terrorists.
They were seditious. they were trying to
rebelling
the government.
Against taxes, weren't they? It was a rebellion against taxes. That's not terrorism.
Yeah, 3% tax on tea. That's it. We're throwing it into the harbor. That's it. We're mad as hell, and we're not taking it anymore. We wish we had people like that now.
Well, we do, and we have.
We do,
Mark. We have people like Charlie Kirk with Turning Point. We have some of these young patriotic young people on the campus today. We're going to turn it around, Mark. We are going to turn it around. 2020, as 2016 was, is going to be a turnaround year, and we're going to get better. We're going to consolidate America again. We're not going to be diversive from the standpoint of splitting everybody into these different cultural groups, ethnic groups, pandering to these kind of things. We've got to be a united people who stand for America and believe in it.
Amen. United we stand, divided we fall. You know, that's the total truth.
Exactly.
If we don't figure out how to come together, all right, we can have political differences, but to see the wild swing of the left, where actually they're screaming and yelling at us, calling us fascists and homophobes and xenophobes and thisophobe and thatophobe, while they're using Nazi tactics, violence, and threats against us who are just walking peacefully with a Make America Great Again hat on. It's pretty scary stuff sometimes when you think about it. And then you got governors Governor Northam in Virginia, like, wants to outlaw martial arts. What? So you can't defend yourself at all when you're in Virginia. When you're in Virginia, you're not allowed to defend yourself. You just have to, if somebody comes up to you to rob you, say, just let them do it. Don't fight back. Don't defend yourself. You're not allowed. And if you use a judo chop, you're going to jail. It's a class 6 felon.
Yeah, ask Northam about his security detail that has guns or trained in all of that. It's okay for the elites like that, you know. But that's what communism, socialism is about, is the elites. And they want to govern from top down rather than by the people and for the people from the bottom up, because they work for us. And when you look at the Plymouth, when you look at our first people came into America in Jamestown, first time that they could create a government for the people and by the people and not be dictated by kings and tyrants and all of that.
And they're not teaching that, like you said, in the schools, and the kids are missing out. And they definitely don't teach them about the Bill of Rights, because you can't, they'll be easier to take away if they don't know about them, you know, if they're not taught about them, and easier to steal.
That's right.
You know, if you don't know about something, when they take it away, you don't even miss it. You didn't even know you had it, you know. They don't even know they have certain rights, certain things. You know, the kids today, can I search your vehicle? Well, certainly, you know, and they just let them do it, and they're getting violated. I don't know. There's certain things that are really bad. Sometimes excessive bail, like a guy, you know, I've seen some bad cases with excessive bail or no bail for, you know, silly things. But there's so many violations up and down the spectrum of the Bill of Rights. It's unbelievable. And I think it's the duty of sheriffs to stand up against unconstitutional laws in Virginia, as this guy keeps passing these crazy gun control laws. As long as the sheriffs keep saying we ain't enforcing it, nothing's going to happen. God bless those sheriffs.
Tell me a little bit about the American Patriot Network. That is very exciting.
the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We are.
Yeah.
We've been doing this now, coming up on almost this summer will be 7 years, over 800 episodes, and I get to add you to the list of great people that I got to speak to, like Colonel Alan West.
My good friend.
I had Larry Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers. He came on the show.
Excellent.
American Sniper's wife, Taya Kyle, came on the show. I had
excellent
people from Canine Partners for Patriots. They rescue dogs from shelters and turn them into service dogs for PTSD veterans. And in fact, a friend of mine actually got his dog from Canine Partners for Patriots. I do a lot of stuff because I never served, sir, and I wish I did, but I didn't. So I understand that we have to respect those who did. And so I advocate as much as I can for veteran services and needs and all kinds of things, because it really gets my goat that an illegal alien can walk 2,000 miles across Mexico and get $2,600 a month while there's one homeless veteran. It burns me.
May I tell you a story about Colonel Alan West?
Sure.
I was called on Bill O'Reilly's show one night on Fox, and they had just were pressing charges against Alan West in Iraq, were intimidating and basically trying, I can't remember the exact words they used, under the military code, when he fired off a 45 against one of the anti-U.S. forces in Baghdad, and he basically fired off a 45 to get him to talk. He didn't shoot him, and the guy talked and prevented an ambush of our American soldiers. So the Army colonel was going to court-martial Alan West because of that. I went on national TV the next night on Bill O'Reilly, and I said, this is a travesty of an American hero who's serving in combat, intimidated a terrorist or one of the anti-American forces in Baghdad, and
saved
got him
lives.
To talk, saved lives. As a result of that, they backed down. They didn't court-martial him because of the show I went on. I told the American people that what this was. And but they had to retire Colonel West prematurely. He should have served and become a general officer. But that's the story I have about my good friend Alan West. We love the guy. He's a tremendous patriot, good American, and a great veteran.
Amen. He was a great guest, too. He's done some amazing things. It's good to see that he's finally kicking back a little bit, maybe enjoying life a little bit, not being so out there. He's out there for a while. He served enough. Everybody serves. He served so hard for this country, and he was a great guest. Love Colonel Alan West. One of my favorites. And I just recently had Clint Lawrence on. Lieutenant Clint Lawrence came
on. Good.
Yeah. And, well, I had his mom on like 6 or 8 months ago while he was still trying to get pardoned and get out of Leavenworth. And the only thing they did was take 1 year off his sentence from 20 years to 19 years. And then he got pardoned, and he come on the show. His story is unbelievable, too. Some of the rules of engagement were kind of insane. You know, his story was really incredible, too, because he's out there. These guys are racing in on him on motorcycles, and he's with some Afghani soldiers that are you know, patrolling with his guys. And the Afghani guys, they start shooting at the guys on the motorcycles. So he takes that as, well, the guys that live here are shooting at these guys. They got to be bad. You know what I mean? So they start firing. One guy asked, can I engage? And so Clint said, well, yeah, you know, get them. And that's it. Engaging the enemy on the battlefield. And they gave him 20 years. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, we need to pardon those people. And I think President Trump will end up, anything happens to General Flynn the same way, they'll pardon General Flynn and the others, because they don't deserve this, what's been brought about by a very crooked and corrupt FBI.
And I can't believe the General Flynn thing. The way they hoodwinked him and set him up, you know, threatening that, like Sean Hannity said, he threw himself up basically on the sword for his son, so they didn't indict his son. Lost everything. This is a guy who was in the military over 30 years, serving his country with honor and dignity. And this is what they're going to do to the guy? Like, really? Like where do they find these people in the FBI that would even consider doing that to somebody like General Flynn?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
It's really
terrible.
How is it an officer in the highest law enforcement agency in the world, like one of the best law enforcement agencies in the world, do that to an American hero? To me, it's like that right there, and it says a lot about who's in
the FBI. You know who did it to him? It was General Clapper. Another general did it to him.
Jeez.
Yep.
Crazy.
DIA.
Yep.
Yeah, when General Flynn was the Department of Defense Intelligence Agency, Clapper, who was the what they call it at that time, and National Intelligence Agency, the new one they formed under I think Bush. Anyhow,
yep.
Clapper was sort of his boss,
yep.
And he's the one that took down Flanagan and created that situation with the FBI when they basically entrapped him at the White House. That's how dirty the FBI has become.
Yeah, you don't need a lawyer. Don't worry. We're just going to ask you a couple of questions. And then when it all comes out in the testimony, they didn't even really think, they didn't think he lied, but they still charged him with it anyway. Like, what? I don't know. It's really like, and I cannot wait for them that need to be held accountable to be held accountable. I mean, I'm going to throw a party. I have to. Do you think that they'll just have a couple of scapegoats like Lisa Page and Strzok and Comey? They'll use those guys as scapegoats and really throw the book at them and let everybody else get off, or is everybody going to get nailed?
Well, that's what we don't know. That's the big unknown of what Attorney General Barr and Durham have right now. They have enough information on Clinton, Obama, Comey, Lisa Page, and all the others that have been involved in this subterfuge and trying to take down our duly elected president. They have enough information to hold them all guilty if they create a grand jury and they try them. But some of these people have to go to jail for what they've done and wasted millions and millions of our taxpayer dollars. Just $47 million, it's been estimated, just for this shift that's been going on with the impeachment.
And then Nancy Pelosi takes, like, I don't know, what, $500,000 out of Social Security to pay for the impeachment? Social Security.
Yeah, wherever she got it. Yeah, well, they don't care. They don't care about us, Mark. They only care about powering themselves and taking over the entire government, eliminating any independents and any other kind of Republicans. It's a tyrannical type of thing they're looking at. The same thing of why America was formed against the tyrannical powers of England and the king. We're going through the same thing. And that's what communism is about if you study it in detail. Saul Alinsky. I mean, if people do their homework, they'll see really what's going on.
Right. Because, like, basically, if you read the rules for radicals, they've checked off the list one by one. Like,
yes, absolutely.
They're going down the list.
I'm glad you're familiar with it.
You know, well, I've been doing this a long time, and there's a lot of topics that come up, and I try to stay up to date a little bit. It's tough.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
And we had Dr. Garrow on last week, and he was great. What a great man he is too. He did some great things.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great. He was really good, and he actually helped me connect with you. I want to thank you. If you're listening, Dr. Garrow, thank you so much. And my sidekick in radio, James. I was hoping he was going to call in with a question. He's really good. He has a show on two nights a week on our network. It's called the Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic. He's on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 o'clock, and he's got a really good show. And I thought he was going to call with a question. So if you're listening, James, give a ring. Say hello to the good general. We're having a great show here, hitting on all the things. Well, James is really in tune with this impeachment and what's going on with these clowns. But, like, General Flynn lost everything because he couldn't remember the exact answer in an FBI bogus questioning. Well, Adam Schiff goes in front of Congress. Adam Schiff goes in front of everybody and lies about everything and has not got arrested. What is up with that?
That's exactly right. The injustice. If it was you or me, we would be in jail.
I don't know if we'd be in solitary with 1 hour of daylight a day.
Yeah. You can believe that. Take that to the
bank. We'd be in the basement tied to a boiler. They wouldn't even give us the light of day. Here's some scraps. Crying out loud.
Yep.
You know, and it's not just one, it's all of them. Nadler, they're all like.
All of them. But you watch. Things are going to happen. The shoe's going to drop starting this month. After this impeachment thing is over on Wednesday, the shoe is going to start to drop. So
I want to see what he says.
Be prepared for it.
I want to see what he says on the address to the nation. I guess he's going to bring something up. Big.
Well, I think if he's smart, Mark, what he'll do is stay away from the impeachment, stay away from all of that, just give a live address of how great the economy's doing, what the future of America is, and make it a positive thing, and don't even recognize any of those that have brought this impeachment on. Totally ignore them. That's good psychologically.
Yeah, I don't think he can help himself, though. I think he's going to go there. Even if it's just one little stick it to him, you know, just to show
let
people know.
Yeah, he may do that, but I think he's going to focus on today and tomorrow. I don't think he's smart enough. He won't dwell on these people that have brought all of this on the impeachment. I think he'll rise above it. But we'll see. That's just my opinion.
One of the things I love about the president, how he dangles a carrot out for them, and they bite on the carrot, and then he like with the phone call. Oh, well, you know, here's the transcript then.
No, it's beautiful.
And
he's a very smart man.
They're hanging themselves, and then he throws out the transcript. Well, now what are you going to do? It's a perfect phone call. You idiot.
Yeah, he sets them all up. That's for sure.
He's really good at dangling that little tidbit out there and let them grab it and run with it. And then he tells the truth the very next, or he tells the whole story, not necessarily tells the truth. He tells the whole story. Well, here's a little tidbit, and then they hang themselves. It's great. He's done it so many times that he makes these CNN and MSNBC and these major networks look like imbeciles. And he points it out how they work hand in hand with the leftist deep state cabal. It's really crazy how I know we have freedom of the press in this country, and it's a great thing, but do we have even a press in this country? I don't think we have
the
a press
best one
anymore.
Is the Epic. Yeah, we do. It's called Epic News. And you have to get it. It's the best newspaper in the country.
Epic News?
News.
E-P-O-C-H.
It's called the Epic Times. The best newspaper in the country. It is so good, you have to get a subscription to it.
I'll have to look into that for sure. I need something with some real, news. Whatever happened to a journalist who said, here's the facts, you make the decision.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Well, we have Sarah Carter, we have Zeb Gorka, my friend. We have now Laura Logan, who's joined Fox News. So we got some out that are really fighting and doing a good job. John Solomon, for example.
We had Sebastian Gorka on the show. He was great.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He and was... I've gone to Egypt together. We've had some good times together.
Yeah, he did a good show. He was a great guest. We actually pre-recorded it, and my sidekick, James, did the main part of the interview, but I called in, and I did a small segment with him, so it was really good. It was a good show.
Excellent.
I'm trying to get the real message out, the you know, what people need to hear, not what they're hearing. You know, they need
exactly.
to hear the truth.
Well, how long are we on for tonight? I've got to go to another function here. Was I supposed to be
sure,
on an hour with you, or?
You can leave anytime you like, sir. It's my honor to even host you on the show. It's 9:35 right now. It's the bottom of the hour. So if you need to run, you can run, sir. That's perfectly fine. But before you leave, please give out any websites, information, details, however people can hook up and stay informed with you and your group.
Well, we put out a newsletter every 2 weeks. Our website is standupamericaus.org, or you can email us at standupamericausa1@gmail.com.
There you have it, folks. That's the good general Paul E. Valalee.
You're going to get it somewhere later if you sing it.
Valalee.
Yeah, we're going to send you to choir class.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Please forgive me.
That's
God
all right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, God bless
tonight,
you, and thank you for what you do.
And you can come on anytime. Just shoot me an email. Say, hey, can I come on? I'll let you on anytime. You're a great guest. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Wow, that was something else, huh, folks? Whew. Not every day you get to talk to a great American hero like General Paul E. Valalee. I think I got it that time. All right, folks, check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
So you want to make sure you head on out to get a hook up with his website and all his information. I'm going to get that right now. I'm going to the page here where it's at. Get the right address for you folks so we don't steer you wrong. But yes, that was a great interview. I'm very proud and very honored to have spoke to the good general tonight here on our wonderful show, the Patriot Nation Radio Show, heard two nights a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Thursdays is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm in right now discussing and negotiating an interview with Virginia Representative Amanda Chase. She is spearheading right now an effort to recall Governor Northam in Virginia. Her and a few state senators and representatives are getting together, and they are spearheading a recall petition to get Governor Northam the heck out of office. Hallelujah there. That's Amanda Chase. So that could be this Thursday, 8 o'clock. That's a good one. Because, you know, folks, down there in Virginia, it's pretty crazy what's happening. 25,000 people show up or something like that. 16,000 of them are walking around armed, peaceful, no violence. Go figure. Add 16,000 weapons and there's no violence. You think Antifa is going to start any crap in a rally like that? No. They're only going to go to the rally that's in the gun-free zone. So you got that many people there and they're making a statement, and the governor and the government of Virginia says, sorry, we don't care what you think. We are the party of do as I say, not as I do. And we're going to walk around with armed guards and we're going to live behind the big walls and fancy houses. And you're going to do as we say, not as we do. You can't have walls and you can't have guns and you can't protect your family. So they're spearheading that. That's what we're working on for Thursday. If that doesn't come to on Thursday, I'm sure she'll be on Monday. She's excited to come on the show. They just figured that it was like some kind of afternoon show. No, this is an amazing hobby of mine that I love to do. To try to bring the truth and the idea that our founding fathers gave to us, a constitutional republic with a document that protects God-given rights. Hallelujah. Oh, you know. And I'm tired. I'm always tired. yes. So much happening in the world today. So much happening in the world today. But you want to get out to Paul, General Paulie Villale. You want to get out to his website. I'm still in the process of locating the actual website. So bear with me as we do this. I'm going to play a little jam here. It was a great victory for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday in the Super Bowl, if you're into that stuff. I'm not really too much into the Super Bowl and things. We watched the first half. We watched into the Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah, it was a little risque, maybe, but I don't think it was horrible. It was actually fairly entertaining to me. I enjoyed it. I absolutely happened to like J-Lo and Shakira. I have a wide range of musical tastes. My first love is music. Play guitar, you know, try to do my thing. But yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs pulled it off. They are an amazing, as what I've seen here towards the end of the year and in the playoffs, an amazing second half team. They have this ability to keep going in the second half, and it's something that I believe has to do with conditioning. When I was a kid, I was on the football team, and our coach, all he did really, we did plays. Yeah, we learned plays, but we ran. And we ran, and we ran. And when the fourth quarter came, we weren't tired. Because you got four quarters, it's like an hour of actual being on the field playing. And you run sometimes in practice for 2 hours nonstop. And when you run like that nonstop for 2 hours, when you're on the field playing for an hour, you know, and you're not even on the field the whole time, and in an hour you're on the field maybe 25 minutes each guy, maybe, you know, in and out, playing, switching, second string guy comes in because you need a breather, whatever. And the hoopla, the internet, I mean, the halftime show is soft. Softcore pornography, oh my goodness, the end of the world. The one good thing that we have in this day and age is a remote control. And to me, if you don't enjoy it or you are offended, you just turn a channel. It's only 10 minutes, maybe even 8.5 minutes. Turn a channel, go to the bathroom, make a sandwich. I happen to enjoy it. I thought it was very good. I think they're fairly talented. In order to dance that hard, that fast, for that long, you have to be in impeccable condition. Folks like that, they're almost athletes. Because they think when they actually do a whole concert, it's like 90 minutes maybe of nonstop. Got to be at the top of your conditioning. It ain't like it used to be. These guys aren't partying all night long and going backstage to huge fiestas. They're exercising, they're working out, they're eating right, and they're going on tour at 50 years old and 43 years old. I think it was an amazing concert. Although, for me, Bruno Mars a couple of years ago was absolutely the best halftime show yet. There's a couple that were pretty good. Lady Gaga wasn't that bad. But Bruno Mars, for me, was probably the best. He was really good. I was digging it. Now, I saved something today. I'm trying to find it. I think it was a pretty good video. I'm going to turn on the Bluetooth. There were some commercials, of course, during the Super Bowl. And the president had one. I'm going to locate it here on the YouTube. It's there. President. Oops, hold on. Trump. Super Bowl ad. Boom. He had two ads on there. One was about prison reform, and one was just a good one. Let's see, where is it here? Oh, did anybody see the Hannity interview? I didn't get to see it. I don't see it here. Where the heck is it? Nothing on here but a bunch of bashing. Look, they don't even have his ad here. They got Bloomberg's ad. Is this it? Look at that. Not even here. Let's keep trying it. Super Bowl TV. Ad. Let's see what happens. But it doesn't even come up. They got two ads. They got Bloomberg versus, I don't want to play Bloomberg's at all. He's nothing but a turd. I'm not playing his, but they don't have president on here. Crazy. Let me see, did I save it? Didn't save it here. Oh well, looks like I'm out of luck. Because it's on this one here. Let me try to find it. It's really good. If you didn't hear the ad, I'm really trying to locate it. I should have had it set up beforehand. Bad me. Horrifying. Evil. All right, go to my saved videos. Is it here? Wow. I don't see it here. I'm going to find it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get the exact name of it, and we'll play it. It was really good. And I did watch the first half. I don't really watch too much football anymore. But I did watch the first half. It was good. It was fun to watch, I have to admit. And here it is. I have it, but it's on the wrong device. It's under Trump. Super Bowl, man. Let's see if we got it. Bam. Nope. There we go. Just don't come up, man. Look at this. They scrubbed it. There it is. Get the Bluetooth going. Bring. Then we'll play this ad. It's pretty good. Nothing but the truth. Here it is. There's an ad before the ad. That's crazy. An ad before the ad, ladies and gentlemen. Star Trek.
America demanded change.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
And change is what we got. Under President Trump, America is stronger, safer, and more prosperous than ever before.
Best wage growth I think we've seen in almost a decade.
Unemployment rate sinking to a 49-year low.
Unemployment for African Americans fell to a new low.
Unemployment for Hispanics at an all-time record low.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is here to come.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
I'll be giving random people my credit card. Here you go, sir.
There you had it, folks. That was the Trump commercial. And it was a good one. It nailed it. He's been doing great things in this country. Under great scrutiny. You heard me say it there with the general tonight. Absolutely nailing it. Under intense scrutiny. Amazing. All right, so we got 9 minutes left in the show, folks. And I am working really hard on some cool guests. Things are slowly coming together, little by little. As you heard, Amanda Chase. Let me see if I can't find Amanda Chase. And she's got a fight going on in Virginia. We're going to find Amanda now, and I'm going to play her video. What? That's the wrong thing. I'm going to play the video that she put out just the other day with a colleague of hers. Hold on here. Her name's Amanda Chase. Out of Virginia. Doing great, great things, ladies and gentlemen, for the people of Virginia. We're going to play this here. Ad, this little promo that she did with a friend of hers there in the Virginia area. And here it is.
Here. Virginia Senator, I just come out of. Hi, everyone. Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase here. Virginia Senator, I just come out of some meetings this afternoon, and Tim is going to give you a little bit of an update.
So you've been asking how to recall the governor, and I've told you we're going to need a leader to do that. Senator Chase is going to take that mantle. We have talked to a team of people on how to do a recall of the governor, and we're on track to do that. Senator Chase is going to be the leader of that. So thank you so much for this. This is a big deal. It's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort. No one has stepped up to do this until you.
Well, I appreciate your coming on and helping with this effort. I guess Tim, a lot of credit for that. We're talking with the team right now. We're going to make this happen for you, people. We want to protect your rights. Everyone, Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase, it is Friday, thank God. And everybody's been looking forward to our announcement today. And this is just a teaser for later today when we make the real announcement. But you notice Tim Anderson is here today.
And you may notice that I normally hold the camera myself. She actually has official people that can do that for her, so that I might look a little thinner now.
So. Look great. Well, Tim is joining us today. We have a very important conference call today regarding the recall of the governor. We're getting ready to step into that meeting now. Just wanted to give you an update. We've stepped off the floor, and we're joining forces. And we're going to another meeting, so stay tuned. Later this evening, we'll have another announcement. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Voila. And she's was trying to get her on the show this Thursday, 8 o'clock. If you're in the Virginia area, you'll want to tune into the show and hear exactly what you can do, where you can get involved, and how you can help recall Governor Northam in Virginia. This is very important, folks, as he don't care what the people think, as most of these elitists don't. And so here we are at the end of this broadcast. I would like everybody to head on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation link up with us, hit follow, dig through the archives, click on the show, get the info, see what you want to hear. There's 800 plus episodes there from over 6.5 years of Patriot Nation Radio. You heard it here from Sebastian Gorka and Colonel Allen West to Larry Gatlin and many fine patriots across this country, from the Cajun Navy to the Bundy family, Oath Keepers, everybody. Arizona Patriots, the Arizona Border Guards, Camp Lone Star, and all the folks across this nation that are doing great things. So if you want to hear some awesome shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, where you can also find episodes of A Conservative's Perspective with our good friend James Bostic. Heard two nights a week, 7 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show and the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to, of course, say thanks to our good friends Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, my good buddy Rob over at LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric, and Paul over at PatriotShit.com. Paul sent me, for nothing, 30 patches. I don't have enough jackets to fit all those patches. So we support his show fully because he hooked me up. Dave Bray, of course, you know why we support Dave. He's just an amazing patriot, makes great music, and is a great fan of the show. And that leads me right here to this. I'm working on it. It is Dave Bray, his version of the Star Spangled Banner. It's a very excellent version. If you never heard it, you're going to hear it in about 2 seconds. There's usually a commercial. They make commercials now on everything. Everything's got a commercial. And this is the Star Spangled Banner. You can get your copy of this.
They say all good things.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition is the album. It's doing really good. Get your copy today.
According to
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. You've got a Mission Storyteller Edition. And don't forget, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, February 15th, between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m., head on over to 115 East Knights Griffin Road, Plant City, Florida, for a Second Amendment rally. We have keynote speaker, constitutional lawyer, author, and radio show host, Chris Ann Hall, going to be there. That should be a good one. And there's a few other speakers. Chris Paradis, president of Paradis Law, John Melendez, a constitutional activist, Ed Shoemaker, Republican Party of Florida Polk County Committeeman, Pastor Jack Martin, Black Robe Regiment, DJ Parten, Executive Director, Florida Gun Rights, and Steve Lynn, Florida District 6 candidate. That is February 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. And, of course, there's other rallies that will be coming up here in the future. Look for a good event here in the Sunshine State in April. We'll be putting that together here real soon. And with that, folks, I want to say good night. God bless you. God bless America. Because without you, there is no show. You are the Patriot Nation. Good night and farewell.